Bernard George, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, this has obviously been a devastating storm in Haiti. What's the latest that you're hearing from the Haitian community in Rhode Island? Are people able to reach their relatives? What are they hearing from them?
My concern was the people in Haiti, especially with my family. And today I was able to talk to my brother. I spoke to my brother because my brother and my sister, it was a big relief for me. My mother has been calling me, asked me, did you talk to them? She was worried because my mother, she's in the U.S. And then those two kids are in Haiti. It was very frustrated. But the fact that I'm able just to get in touch with them, and I feel a big relief. But as far as other peoples in the community, and some of them, they said that there is no communication, and it is a big problem.
And what did you hear from your brother and sister about what they're dealing with?
It's just a one-minute talk, and then I lost service because the internet, there is no communication.
That's really tough.
It is tough. It is tough for like those who live outside the country who want to get in touch with their family members in Haiti. And you cannot, there is no communication. You don't know whether or not if they're okay.
Are people, you know, what are people trying to do to help? Are they trying to wire money or?
Yes, some of them try to wire money. Some of them try to collect in items to send there. It's very sad. The country has struggled. Many problems associated with the earthquake damage.
The earthquake of 2010.
Yes. And UN cholera epidemics, elections, and is now facing catastrophic conditions. Like photos that friends sent to me, they show damage and floods, streets, the houses collapse, people are screaming, yelling. So it's very frustrating to see what they have to go through.
What, in your view, are Haiti's biggest needs right now?
Right now, I believe that we need bottled water, prescription, canned food, non-perishable food items and supplies.
Bernard George, you're the founder of one group, New Bridges for Haitian Success.
That is correct.
So you're collecting items?
Yeah, we're collecting items from different community leaders and partners and good friends. We're planning public community fundraiser next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I hear it's going to be some sort of a cookout.
Yes, it would be a cookout. There would be tons of stuff, such as burgers. We're going to cook burgers and sell them, and just to see how much money we can raise. And a delegation of local leaders, such as me, Omar Ba, Refugee Gym Center, and Dr. Orton from Roger Williams University will travel as a delegation to Port-au-Prince to hand deliver donations and to offer ethical oversight, because a lot of times, sometimes people hand stuff and it doesn't go to the right person. So we want to make sure that we oversight.
Well, Bernard George, the founder of the nonprofit New Bridges for Haitian Success, thank you so much for being here today. And I certainly hope you get back in touch with your brother and sister again soon so you can find out more about how they're doing.
Thank you very much.